Jane's Addiction, Just Because on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. We're all here then.
Oi oi.
About five past one.
Yeah.
Got 2 hours to go.
I imagine you've got all kinds of treats lined up, Ricky.
Well, there's lots of things on the show. Great music. You know, Nirvana, Radiohead, The Darkness, to name but three.
Can I play you something from Led Zeppelin later?
Yeah, please do, and maybe some Neil Young.
Oh.
Now, coming up also on the show, we're continuing a thing we started. We've only got 4 weeks to go before maybe we either give it all together or go away for a couple of months.
Is it 4 weeks or 3 weeks now?
Is it 3 weeks?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's the 16th of August, isn't it?
It'll end soon enough.
Wow. Might be that, it'd be a shame to end it forever, but it's all up to Carl. But again, he's in a grumpy mood. We've tried to try and up his attitude and it's them. It's the listener that counts, Carl, not us. We may be feeling bad, but you, the listener, count. You come first, yeah? Okay, up, 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 yeah? Big. Big 'em up. Big up London. Big up you, the listener. Carl, leave yourself at home for a little while. Yeah? We're gonna continue that thing we started last week. We're doing the list of the most hated people in Britain. It's not us, it's the listener. So, keep coming, with those suggestions of people you just, obviously, you don't hate them. We don't want a list of mass murderers, dictators, and politicians. You can have them, but,
mass murderers and politicians, what's the difference?
Good point. Good point.
Satire.
Satire, yeah. No, but we're doing some jokes like that as well, aren't we?
Satire like that.
We're trying to get onto Radio 4.
Trying to get on there, yeah.
And,
there's any kind of amusing show that perhaps takes a sideways look at the week's news and they need new people.
Are there any Radio 4 producers who, who have been knocking around for about 12 years with the same old hacks and they're desperately trying to get on telly? They want to give us a call. We're not interested.
No.
No.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
so if people that you hate, minor celebrities, people on TV, pop stars you don't like, email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
And I'll tell you what, then we'll do like the Channel 4 do. Then we'll give you the sort of list of the top 10 at the end, and you can vote within that top 10. I'll tell you the ones out
could
in
be
front,
wire, sorry, could we wire up some kind of premium rate phone line so that we make a fortune
we
from
can't
it?
Afford it. But if when you email in, if you could also maybe send us a lottery ticket, then, you know, we'll make something out of this. The ones in the lead, and I'll do in no particular order, but these are the ones way out in front at the moment, is Chris Moyles, Robbie Williams, Chris Tarrant, Davina McCall.
Interesting.
I'm sort of surprised at, but I know that it's probably just over
she's just been on TV too much lately.
Yeah, that t-shirt annoys me. Big Mother.
Sure.
That annoys me. We don't care. We don't care whether you're pregnant or not. Loads of people have children.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Get on with it.
And, Dominic Mohan. So, there's the, I mean, but think of your own.
There's a lot of people just coming up behind there, though. Graham Norton. He's just approaching from behind.
Oh, that's the sort of stuff! It's sort of like we've done satire, we've done innuendo! I mean, he's the king of the double entendre. Well, he's the king of the single entendre, but we can double it up if you want.
If anyone...
104.9, this is the sort of things we're available. Go on.
If any
I'm loving this. This is gonna be good. I'm loving what's coming next. What?
If any of the producers of Carry On London are listening and they need some new talent to write some smutty innuendo, I think we're your men.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Carl, you better press the knob, right, to start the record. Spunk.
Smutty. Ricky, I know you're a Neil Young fan.
Love him.
You probably won't have this album. It has basically not been available for years. It's never been available on CD before. It was part of this kind of trilogy of albums he did that were very depressing, and they've just been re-released. This is absolute dynamite. It's On the Beach. On the Beach, yeah. And that's the opening track, Walk On, Neil Young.
Brilliant. On XFM 104.9, that's the sort of stuff. You've had satire, you've had a little bit of politics. You've had, you said spunk, which is a bit naughty, isn't it? Which
exactly.
Is a bit cutting edge. Yeah. And you've had Neil Young and Jane's Addiction, so.
I can't think probably of quite anything else I'd rather.
Down
work.
With the kids and everything, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, pretty hip, pretty weird.
Yeah, so. Oh, do you know what else? Wish Tony Blair would just stop.
Oh.
Doing what? Doing stuff wrong.
Good, that's good. Who else is there to have a go at? Peter Mandelson or someone.
No.
No?
No, he's good, isn't he? Cause he's good because he's gay, isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know if he is. If he's not, then I'm sorry, but if he is, then well done.
Brilliant. Good to, all gay people good.
Yeah.
Any underprivileged people, you're all brilliant. But people who are overprivileged, oh.
Do you know what I like?
Go on.
Foreigners.
Do you?
All the mad shit they get up to.
What is
you see on the news. It's just that interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, crazy. I'm watching I'm going, what are you doing that for?
What are you doing that boy?
It's weird, isn't it?
Killing and that.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're watching
Radio 4. And good stuff. And good stuff and.
Yeah, well, yeah. Euro Disney, that's good. So, So anyway, that's the sort of satire and the way we can kind of tear apart popular culture and just get to the very nub bit.
Can I just leave you this? Do you know my favourite country? Africa.
It is brilliant.
Not strictly a country,
huge.
But
it is huge.
All the countries. Except the bad ones. Remember the bad ones?
All the evil ones.
Play a record. Cool. Anyone at Radio 4 is listening.
Yeah, we would like to get on some kind of satire show, please.
Longview and Further on XFM 104.9.
Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, yeah.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah, going well at the moment.
Not bad, not bad. You were just talking about foreigns.
Love them.
And I'll tell you something, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while, because I know you're a very well-informed man. You
yeah, political and sort of liberal and that.
Yeah, yeah. How does Chinese work?
Well, the language.
I can't figure it out.
No one knows.
I can't figure it
no
out.
No one knows.
It's like, it's not like any other language.
No, it's not. It's not.
You know.
Either spoken or written down. Well, it's not written down,
Well, when it's written down, it basically looks like kind of little children's drawings of those little paper houses that Chinese people live in.
Well, that's what it is.
And it's loads of them, it's hundreds of them from what I can make
out. But I mean, even French have a go. It's not, even the French, like, right words, but they've got some of the right letters.
Like,
and they're going, oh, hello, how are you? And it's sort of, they're trying to do the words, but there's just something wrong. I think it's like a speech impediment, I think.
Exactly, yeah. Germans are similar.
Yeah, Germans are going, ah, how are you? And they're trying to do the words.
They're trying to speak English, but it's just Chinese. It's just, for want of a better word, it sounds, when I listen to Chinese, it sounds like gobbledygook.
That is a dialect. I think that's the main dialect. That, Mandarin, and orangutan.
I can't figure it out. I've got no grasp of how, because it doesn't seem to relate to anything.
Wait,
there's
not real words, because there are sentences. Like, you know, we have a word, if we said, a gentleman sits by the stream of fish.
I've said it often.
Yeah? We use all the different words to each one of those words, so we've got a word for each of them.
Yeah.
They haven't, they've just got, I think it's like a triangle with a line through it.
Right.
So,
right,
which can get confusing, because, you know.
Yeah, so the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
That's just. That's what I think. That's like a little paper house with a feather on top.
right.
But if we got
personally, this is what I would love to do. I want to use the fact that we're on the radio to answer these questions. Possibly.
Yeah, to tell me about other cultures.
I would love to speak to a Chinese person.
Yeah,
a Chinaman.
Well, or a Chinaman woman.
A Chinaman woman, I thought it's fine. But I'd just like to speak to someone, ideally perhaps, you know, a professor of Chinese.
Or someone who works in a chip shop, but someone who was actually born in Chinaland.
Someone born in Chinaland.
Someone born in Chinaland, a Chinaman or a Chinaman woman, just to talk us through exactly what they're going on about.
Exactly. And it's not, it's just because I'm very ill-informed. I've only really seen, Chinese people in kung fu movies, you know. So
Chinatown.
Chinatown, walking through Chinatown.
Hmm, as we've said before.
Not really a town.
Not really a town.
More of a novelty street.
More of a novelty street, a slippery novelty street.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
Because I remember watching Kung Fu a lot. They always used to speak, they always speak very slowly, don't they?
They do.
They're very kind of mysterious.
Yeah.
Inscrutable.
They never really said, they are unscrutable.
You cannot scrute a Chinaman.
You cannot scrute a Chinaman or a Chinaman.
They are unscrutable, they're non-scrutable.
Yeah.
If I was to go out in the street now and try and scrute a Chinaman.
You'd have no chance.
I would not, because they are inscrutable.
You could not scrute a Chinaman for love nor money.
They are anti-scrutable.
Yeah, yeah.
I could possibly scrute a Chinese woman.
Well, I don't think you'd have any luck. You've had no
luck. But anyway, if you are a Chinaman or a Chinaman woman who can just tell us basically how it works. How would you teach us the basics of Chinese if we were going to go to China and we wanted to interact? Where would we start? What would be the first words we would say? How would we say them? How would we write them? Please help.
This is going to run and run.
What's the number, Carl?
08700-800-1234.
See, proper normal talking there from Carl Pilkington.
There's got to be one thing, isn't it? A whole lot of love from Led Zeppelin classic.
On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
We've not heard much from Carl this week.
We haven't heard much from anyone who can speak Chinese for us either, so we're not that one on the edge. I don't think we'll be learning Chinese today, Steve.
What annoys me is I'm going to go out into the world still ignorant.
I know, yeah. The only Chinese I learned was from Benny Hill.
Now, Benny Hill could speak fluent Chinese.
Well, the only ones I know is, You Silly Idiot is Siri Iria.
Yes.
And Bloody Foreigners is bready foreigner.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, that's, it's just a matter of, get you by in Peking, but I mean, you come in, you hit a dialect and you know, your worms meet.
Sure.
Carl, yeah, we haven't heard a lot about from you. We've been going here, we've done a few features already. We've talked about, different parts of the world, different parts of the globe.
Do you speak any languages?
No, not really.
Well, still struggling with English.
Yeah.
Yep. Learn a few words. I mean, literally. So, about 4,000, I think he's got.
I've had a lot of emails, actually, people saying, Carl, please don't leave, we don't want to see the show ending, blah, 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 blah.
And we've had a couple of calls bringing back, Cheeky Freak of the Week. Yeah. And do you know what Carl said? He said, a bloke on the phone, he said, oh, bring back Cheeky Freak of the Week. He went, we can't, not allowed to, I don't know, you know. And, he went, oh, go on, he went, well, no, I had a story today. A fella born with two dicks, but sure. I can't do it. Now, Carl, you cannot not do a feature about a fella born with two dicks.
Well, look if we need it. I mean, how much more have you got on the Chinese?
We're done. We've done that. We've nailed Chinese. We've done it. That's done. That's put to bed. Fella with two dicks, please.
No, we might get round to it later. But, like I say, Cheeky Freak of the Week. Sort of. We've put that on hold at the moment.
Sure. Right. Right.
So, what have we got?
What are you providing then today? Have you got a quiz for us?
Yeah, we've got What's Her Name if you want. We've got,
We've got what?
What's Her Name?
What's Her Name?
No, don't know.
Is that a new one?
Don't know. Yeah, what's her name? Yeah. Yeah, what girl am I thinking of?
Song's a Phrase.
Song's a Phrase.
We've got that coming up.
Alright.
Monkey News is safe, isn't it?
That's some Monkey News, that goes out.
I told a bit of Monkey News. I did a photo shoot at the zoo this, week, and, one of the people
trying to make yourself look good.
they told me that they used to have an orangutan, right, but, it escaped, it worked out, it lifted up a drain, got out the drains and got out up into the zoo. It actually did a cold type escape, right? And, Carl goes, what happened? I said, well, they sort of, like, they surrounded it and sort of got it back in. He went, that's no good, though. I mean, it's not Monkey News unless it steals a car and goes to Spain.
Exactly, yeah, or opens a small
I mean,
bistro.
That's real. That actually happened.
Yeah.
But it's not real unless it, you know, takes a gun, gets mistaken from a president, and, you know.
Runs a country for 3 years.
There was some more news about London Zoo this week about it. They're all excited because we've got an anteater in there.
Right.
This week, so.
Is that good? Is that exciting?
No, I think they've had an Akapi born. It's got a long nose, it's like a sort of tapir type thing.
Not interested. Have I said to you before about if- if an animal's named after what it eats, how interesting is it? Do you know what I mean?
But an anteater is the only one, isn't it?
Well, get rid of them.
No, there's lots in there.
What other ones are there?
Well, there's flycatchers. There's lots of animals that are named after what they eat.
What's a flycatcher?
That's a bird, isn't it?
Hmm. Seems ill-informed. I can't think of many beyond anteater. You're talking about, because you're talking about zoo, though, and I was watching the news last night, and it had, a feature about Madame Tussauds.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
saying that they'd scrapped many of the royal family. Now, I don't mean this, but I've never understood the appeal of Madame Tussauds. I just genuinely, with no irony, I cannot see the appeal of sort of having my photo taken next to a waxwork of J-Lo.
I know.
I can't compute why that would be fun. I don't know. What is it? Do they move? Because they don't move, do they?
No,
they just stand there.
I know.
So genuinely, I mean, it's so crowds of people queuing up and people queuing to have their photo taken with the royals. And
the queue would put me off immediately.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's just down the road, isn't
it? So you go home to your friend and go, there's me, there's me with Kylie.
Yeah,
there's
it's me not with Kylie, Smith. Is it?
Oh, no, it's
funny.
Just a wax effigy.
Oh, I thought you met her.
No, it's just a waxwork.
Right.
It's not even the real person. If you've been to Madame Tussauds, if you have any understanding of why the appeal there, email and tell me.
Let's not diss them, because they might melt down, Ricky Tomlinson one day to do me.
Sure.
You never know, you know.
Or Rick Waller.
Yeah. So I don't want to put them off.
But seriously, I mean, I'm not being-
You know, Roy Kinnear might be in there.
What is the appeal? Genuinely, what is the appeal? To walk around a number of-
But that's the same as lookalikes. When I see it at the back of the stage and it's got like, I don't know, Susan Gooding is Caprice.
Yeah.
And you want to go, what do you do with her? Oh, 500 quid, she comes and stands at your party.
Yeah.
And people go, she looks a bit like Caprice. Yeah, don't go too close. She does, yeah.
Is that Caprice over there?
No, but it's-
It looks a bit like-
Yeah.
There was one in the back of the stage which was so-and-so is Jordan. And it was a woman who was a buxom girl wearing very little.
Buxom! Are you from the West Country?
I am. But I thought to myself, if you're willing to get your knocks out pretending to be Jordan, just get them out and become a pastry model. Stop pretending to be Jordan.
And call yourself after another Middle Eastern country.
Yeah.
Don't just, yeah, don't just.
It's very odd.
I know. God.
Very strange. But you've got a lookalike now, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's but so it's, odd.
But it's a bloke, right? sort of at his desk, right?
In the picture.
In the picture. And it's David Brent.
Yeah.
And it's got Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. So but I don't remember, it's just an old fat bloke with a beard.
All right, don't have a go.
All right.
Play a record, Carl. Ready for that. Radiohead. Yeah. And Go to Sleep on XFM 104.9. Don't go to sleep, we've got some more fun and great tunes coming up. Alright?
Just to let you know that we've had a few new entrants on the listeners' hate poll.
I noticed Chris Evans is cropping up.
Chris Evans has snuck in a couple of times. We've also had Jordan added to the list, along with Mick Hucknall.
I think that's because you reminded people.
I know, I mentioned her and.
Yeah.
Yeah, consequently.
Come
yeah,
on, she's on think.
Mick Hucknall, and also, this is one I'm strongly behind, Daniel Bedingfield.
If you've ever heard him interviewed,
oh, if you've heard him interviewed, he's such a knob.
Is he?
He really is a bit.
Don't get involved. We see, the good about this is we don't get involved. This is not, does not reflect, necessarily reflects our opinions. There are a couple of people that are cropping up that I'm right behind, but I'm not going to give that away. So don't give your opinions, Steve, because then our hands are clean.
Do you know who I love? Daniel Bedingfield. Bloody brilliant.
Do you know who I think is a comedy genius?
Go on.
Chris Miles. But let's move on, let's not.
So anyway, listen, we'll be giving the top 10 of you, the listeners, votes, probably about 2 o'clock, and then from that list we
if we remember.
If we remember.
If Carl doesn't lose the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from that list we'll probably try and drop the top 3, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So quiz time. I know everyone's been looking forward to this. Which quiz is
well, we're going to play along, because he's done Songs of Phrase, where he cuts up, bits and pieces from records, you have to guess the title or the artist, and makes a well-known phrase, i.e. a phrase that we've said a lot. And the challenge is that me and Steve have got to try and work out what it is as well. Before we will tell you the phrase, but let me just see if I can guess. Play it. Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Play the game of swing. Right, I know what that is.
I didn't hear it, can you play it once
right,
more for me?
Right. I know what that is. Right, it's why don't they play the game of swing ball? Because that's what he said when he turned on and saw people in wheelchairs playing tennis.
And his point was. Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Don't play. Play the
game of swing ball. Oh dear. That is so naughty. This show's been a bit naughty, I think. I don't know what's happened to us. I think it's like, sort of end of term, sort of madness. But yeah. I think we've got to calm down here. We've been a bit naughty there. We said, you know, bloke with two dicks. We said Chinese people don't talk properly, which is a little bit
offensive.
Yeah. You know what I mean, Carl?
Well, they don't, though.
Right, okay, let's leave it now.
Okay, stop there, Carl. Carl does not necessarily reflect the opinions of XFM or any other human being.
If you think that me and Steve have been offensive, we are strongly behind the guise of irony, satire, and ignorance. Carl only has ignorance and hate.
Yes.
No, but as long as you say something good about someone, you can also say something bad about
them.
How does that work?
Go on, and give us an example.
Well, Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great people. Right?
Good.
That's really, the women, bit. Women really good looking as younger people.
No! What are you doing?
I'm just saying. As long as you know what I mean, there's good and bad and everything.
For every
well, what are the old
negative.
Ones like?
They don't age well.
What do you mean?
The fella in Karate Kid, the teacher, was only about 36.
We started this. Oh.
Fact. So, Songs of Phrase, email in, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, right?
I mean, I have to say, Carl, it's very tricky this week. You've got some very obscure sounding songs there.
Yeah, just all we want is the artists.
Right? I think just the song, Carl, mate.
I think that's hard.
Yeah, the artists.
Just the artists, I know.
Okay, so these are the prizes this week.
Well, let's play it again so they can hear it. Try and work out all the different artists.
Yeah, why don't they play
the game of,
the game of swing ball?
Right. Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Don't play.
tricky.
It is tricky.
That is tricky.
That is good.
But there's some great prizes, including Carl, I can't help but notice. Torn from the current, well, I think today's issue of the Daily Mirror.
What, is giving away a giveaway?
It's a free CD from the Daily Mirror, which you can buy it, you spend 30p on the Mirror, you can get this anyway. But it's still in the piece of plastic that it came in, I love
that. It's ripped.
Anyway, there are some other treats.
Oh, you'll be loving getting that through the door.
So there's a, the Jingly Jangly Sound of Summer, Good Vibes, a 2 CD set featuring music from Crowded House, R.E.M., Simon and Garfunkel and the Beach Boys.
I'll tell you what, I've thought of another game. We can put Carl's into theory, right? I can tell him a sort of like a person or, you know, a people or a place, right? Or a profession, and he's got to come up with a good and bad.
A good and bad thing.
It is dicing with death.
Yeah.
Are we ready to do this?
Well, listen, if we're quitting in the next couple of weeks, then who cares?
Okay. Good and bad, right?
Well, we're on the prizes here.
All right, okay.
So now 55. I know there's a lot of XFM listeners who are going to be looking forward to the likes of S Club 8 and the Fast Food Rockers. They're all on there.
I can't wait. What is their second single going to be about?
The Smashing Pumpkins. This is quite a good little compilation of sort of B-sides and live performances and stuff like that, which is not bad. The best summer holiday album in the world ever. I think we've given that away in the past. All sorts of stuff on there. Plus the director's cut of True Romance on DVD, the Tarantino scripted.
Oh, it's a great film.
Tony Scott directed movie.
Oh.
So there's some quite good prizes. Just play it once more.
So email in Ricky.Gervais.
Why don't they play the game of swing ball?
Just the artist, yeah. That's all we're after.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why.
Play the game. Play the game of swing.
Very tricky.
Brilliant.
Very, very tricky.
That is brilliant.
All right. Put the song on. I'll put the song on now.
What?
Let's put a song on. Bit of Pharrell Williams.
Yes.
Good and bad. Good and bad. Old people. Darkness, I believe in a thing called love, on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Carl set the ball rolling with, Songs of Phrase. Why don't they play swing ball? Referring, of course, to, people in, wheelchairs who play tennis, because he was disappointed they weren't getting around the court quickly enough, so why didn't they play swing ball?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Someone just emailed in saying because if they hit it to the top, they wouldn't be able to reach it to unravel it.
Exactly.
Which is a good point.
Yeah.
But I mean, nonetheless. Good and bad in people in wheelchairs? Do you want to do that? Good and bad. Good and bad things about people in wheelchairs.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Suppose. Dunno, really. They take up less room in cinemas. They've got their own seat.
Good.
That's good, is it?
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, well done. Well done.
And what's bad?
Dunno, I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
But, well, let's leave that, eh?
You started it. The hate list. Can I just return your minds to the hate list? I said on the hour that we would give you basically the top five. Now, we have to stress, this is the top five most hated people that you, the XFM listeners, have suggested to us. We have not massaged these.
No.
We have not made these up. These are coming from you. Last week we began it. This week you've continued to email. So this is the list. We do not endorse this list. Some of them we may agree with, some of them maybe not, but it's the list that you have come up with. We are merely the messengers.
I tell you, it was coming through recently. Cameron, but he didn't make the top five.
I'm afraid he was just a late.
Williams dropped out of the top five.
Robbie Williams surprisingly dropped out of the top five.
Yeah.
So let me tell you now, in no particular order, this is the top five that
XFM
you're voting for.
Well, I say XFM listeners, people who listen to this show. I mean, XFM listeners aren't typical radio listeners, and I think our listeners aren't typical XFM listeners.
Right.
So I don't know what this poll, what it's worth. What any poll's worth, but I mean, this one is probably worth very little.
I think in a way it's sort of worth less.
Yeah, go on, who's the top five in no particular order?
We want you, the listener, to then just vote, email in with the one name that you hate the most, and then from this list,
we can
clear out the number one.
Okay.
But this is in no particular order. Chris Tarrant.
Yeah.
Surprising entrant. Davina McCall.
Well, I don't think he's that surprising.
Well, anyway, I'm not gonna editorialize.
No, I'm saying I imagine XFM listeners pretty much despise someone like Chris Tarrant.
Okay, well anyway, Chris Tarrant's on there, Davina McCall,
yeah.
Patrick Kilty.
Right.
Graham Norton.
Right.
And Chris Moyles. Now, okay. I'm not gonna say anything, Those are the names that you have drawn up. There are lots of others that didn't make the top five. Richard Madeley was on there, Michael Flatley. Vorderman, bizarrely.
Michael Flatley's a weird one.
Very strange. So Jamie Oliver, a lot of votes for him, but he's not made the top five. So those are the top five. Just email in with the number one that you hate. And we're talking about someone
another
that-
Another pointless inane poll.
Exactly.
And this time we did it. Oh,
Moyles,
dear.
Norton, Kilty, McCall, Tarrant. It's your choice.
Who would you have who would you have in your list, Carl? You're allowed to talk because people know your opinions don't matter. So, what?
I honestly don't really hate anyone.
That's that nice.
I'm not that fussed, you know what I mean?
We're not talking so much about hate, we're talking about someone that
we don't mean hate. You can't hate any of these people. All they've done was, it was pop them up on telly. But I think it's people who, as one, listener, she put it, she sort of, so I think she had some of those, and she said, you know, I don't hate them, these are the people that, if they pop on my telly, I have to turn over. You know what I mean? It's not, you don't hate them, you know.
But sometimes it's not their fault, it's like Davina, right? I used to quite fancy her. And now, because she's always on the telly, it's like, oh, can't be dealing with her now.
Sure.
Right. But she's still the same presenter, it's just that I'm bored with it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm not getting involved in it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Don't want to offend anyone.
Let me just give the email address. But let me just give the email address, I just said it, so look, talk over
okay,
it.
I'm gonna do Carl's top thing.
Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk. That's also the email address for your answers to this week's Songs of Phrase. Play it again, Carl, if you would.
Go on. Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why.
We just want the artists, is that right?
Yeah, that'll do.
I've got two that you don't like. Not that you hate them, but that you sort of like, don't agree with them. Would Liverpudlians be in your list?
Probably.
What about, gay fellas in toilets looking at you?
Well I think they've sorted that out, so.
One of the prizes this week in Carl's goodie bag features this song. Play it, Carl. The Monkees. Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Oh, God.
Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday. Brilliant. XFM 104.9, Carl Pilkington.
This show is monkey heavy, isn't it? It is monkey heavy. Carl, if you were president, would you sort of make it compulsory to maybe have a little monkey? Everyone has a little monkey of their own. Little chimps out and out, old age pensioners.
It's not a bad little, it's funny, you know, cos there was, a story the other day, when I was looking for monkey news, there's a story about a couple who couldn't have any kids, right? There's something wrong with them, but they really wanted a kid. And they got some, dodgy email address where they could buy a baby online, right? It was someone who would have a kid and you could buy it for $3,000 or something, right? Yeah. So anyway, they got one, they got picked and they're like, brilliant, there's the money. Got the baby and everything, they were loving it. You know, playing with it and stuff. As it got older-
Feeding it.
It got area.
Oh, shut the f- Oh, Carl!
Turned out they've been sold a chimp.
You maniac. You stupid mank twat.
How
don't talk shit. That is as if-
what? They didn't know it.
Oh, don't talk! Are you mental? You
I love
stupid.
That didn't make it into monkey news.
I know, yeah.
It's a bit sad though. We don't like to bring the feature down.
Yeah. And how long was this into? It got area. They're born hairy. They're not born like humans. Then develop hair because they go. Hold on. We better get the chimp stuff kicking in now because we're in the jungle.
School photograph. They were like, hang on a minute. It looks a bit weird.
Oh, you are just the rubbish. Mad, isn't it? Mad, isn't it? Mad, isn't it? Imagine, oh God!
Anyway.
Just imagine if he was in charge. We did put him in charge of the country.
Terrifying.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Let him run the country
just for a week.
Or the mayor. What would you do if you were the president or the Lord Mayor of London or the
Prime Minister? Carl,
I wouldn't do it. Like he's going to be offered it. It's a hypothetical question, Carl.
No, but Suzanne was my missus. If you're a new listener,
you keep her. Sure.
Yeah, help her.
She was watching the news, trying to follow some heavy stuff. And I'm like,
the weather? What?
You know what I mean? I just was like bored and I was reading about that mouse that had an ear on its back and stuff like that. So she said, well, you take notice of this. She'll be, you know what Ricky and Steve are like. They, you know, they try to teach you stuff and you don't even want to learn. So to try and get me interested in it, she was like saying, what would you do if you're president and stuff?
Yeah.
And I can't be dealing with any of it.
What did you come up with? You must
what would
have
your
you,
slogan
what,
be?
What would you, what did you come up with? Did you come up with anything?
I had a little, the design of it, right? I said I'd have like red and blue, sort of, do you know what I mean? Both sort of major sides into one.
Well, that's broken the back of it. That's a pretty good manifesto so far. Anything else? What's on the second page?
I had like, KP looks after me.
That would be the badges, would it?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm a KP nut.
Yeah. KP looks after me.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's about as far as I went with it.
What would you do? What about, you know, policies, transport, crime, you know, just law and order,
Yeah, how would you, what would you do, how would you deal with crime? What would your initial approach be? Would you introduce guns? Should police carry guns?
Nah.
No?
Would I have to worry about that?
Okay. No, good point. Good point.
No, what I'm saying is that, I mean, Tony Blair isn't sorting everything out, is he?
No, but he has a say in most things.
Does he? Well, go on then. What are the problems at the moment that need sorting out?
Well, generally, what's the best way to combat? Would you bolster up the prison system? Would you, introduce more community service?
Would you go harsher drugs, would you go harsher or less harsh? There's pros and cons about, isn't it? Because, of course, you can't see to condone it, but some people, you know, you don't want to go through the court system and cost taxpayers thousands of pounds of money for someone, I don't know, the difference between smoking a spliff and dealing crack. Do you know what I mean? You have to all these things, have I lost you?
Yeah, I'd just think about it for a bit, do you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
You'd think about it for a bit.
Yeah.
Probably ask Suzanne.
This is amazing.
Get her help on it.
Yeah.
Now, what about the foreign situation? Would you have supported Bush in his war on terrorism? You're aware of this war that we had recently?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, if I was new, though, couldn't I just say, look, new slate. Do you know what I mean? Let's start again.
Yeah. Right. Of course you can.
I'm in charge now. Let's, you know, let's see if we can sort this out.
What would you do then?
Then see what happens.
Brilliant.
Suck it and see.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
This is excellent.
Now, this is not really your jurisdiction. This is not really your area, but I imagine you'd have some powerful friends. You might have a say in it.
Go on.
Yeah. Would you, what would you do about, single-sex marriages? Same-sex marriages?
See, this got, it's Cameron. I thought Cameron had blown it on Big Brother because they said, you know, what do you think about, gay fellas getting married? And he went, no, in the Bible it says, you know, a man and a woman, and I thought, oh, he's put off a lot of, I don't think many Christians tune into Big Brother, but we know the gays love it. Yeah. They love Big Brother, don't they, the gays?
Yeah, so interesting, but, what would your take be on that, same-sex marriages?
And then what, having a kid?
Well, just let's start off with, you know.
That's alright, isn't it, do you know what I mean? Just let them get on with it. Sure. It's not affecting anyone else.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. But it starts getting tricky.
Right.
When you get a kid.
Okay.
Go on, why?
Well, it's just tricky, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you could be right. I'm not giving anything, I mean, you know, we're not, there's no right or wrong answer.
It's alright, if you were in like, if you lived in the jungle, right, with no one else.
Yeah.
Right. And you just had these two fellas, right.
Yeah.
Looking after you. But, because you got no one else looking in on that saying, oh, you're a bit weird, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? But as soon as you come
why have they got married? Do you think that gay people turn to a bloke because they couldn't get a woman? If there's two fellas go away and they're in the jungle, they go, we're definitely not going to find a woman here. We might as well bum. That's not how homosexuality starts. People don't-
It makes you wonder if-
No, it does make you wonder. Gays don't go, well, I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a woman I fancy yet, I'll try a bit of knob.
No, but what I'm saying is, right, if you're brought up in like a little jungle, right?
Yeah.
How
are you brought up?
Someone just puts you there.
I don't know what this is about, Steve.
I can't be bothered running the country.
I can't be bothered running the country. Like, I'm too much trouble for you.
KP takes care of me.
Right, fair enough. What I'm saying is, right, if you're brought up in a jungle.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Do you mean brought up?
Just let him
finish. What does he mean brought up, though?
Like Tarzan.
You've got to tell me what you mean by brought up. Wolves! Chimps! What?
Right, well, there's a good example of what I'm saying to you.
Right.
Right, what I'm saying is, there's a fella, right, he's brought up in the jungle.
Shut up, just let him finish. Let him finish!
There's no women about, he doesn't know about women, he doesn't understand what women are.
Right.
Right? But another fella walks in the scene.
Yeah.
And he gets pally with him.
What does he talk about?
Then they've both got needs.
This scenario is ridiculous. What? How has he lived? Or do you know what's his reference points?
I can't be bothered with this. Honestly, Saturday should be, you know, day off and that, not worrying me about problems.
Oh, oh, God!
KP takes care of me.
Oh, dear. Elbow. Fallen Angel on XFM 104.9. So, there we go. Carl is president. He's still confused, aren't you, Carl?
Just a little bit, sort of amazed.
Yeah.
By the body.
Yeah. You're just in awe of it, aren't you?
Just the way-
I'm amazed how two people can buy a baby on the internet for £3,000 and not realise it's a chimp till it goes to school.
No, but seriously, what we were, you know, talking about there during Elbow and Fallen Angel, we were talking about that I think-
Yeah.
If you're locked up, well, not locked up in a room, you've got a normal life, except there's no women in it.
Yeah.
Right?
But how would that happen? What would this point of reference be? How would you bring
right,
up
hang
a
on
person-
a minute, can I just ask
and
you
totally,
something,
go on.
How can infinite monkeys and a typewriter-
Right, again, I've told you before, right, that is not- you don't actually have to test that model. It's basically a model for the- that explains the nature of infinity. Okay? I've told you before, it works because of the definition of infinity. There's nowhere in the world you'll ever be able to get an infinite amount of monkeys and typewriters to com-
But anyway, all I'm saying is, I think if you don't know about women, would you crave for a woman, even though you don't know her
when you hit sort of puberty, your hormones will kick in and you'd start getting urges.
But for what? If you don't know about it?
You don't have to know about it. You don't, when, if you grew up and you started feeling the hunger, you wouldn't go, I wonder what that is. You'd go, get me a sandwich, I'm starving.
It's different though, it's different.
But I'm not, but we're not saying it's all hardwired or people are, can't change their natural state. We do it all the time. We fight nature all the time with conditioning.
Well, it is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's that one. I'll tick that. It's weird, isn't it?
No, the body is. There was something. Yeah. Did you read that thing the other week about,
Man with two penises?
No, we don't need that.
Lawyer who got in office realised he was actually an orangutan and they just shaved him, put a suit on him. From Hugo Boss. And the funny thing is, he won the case and the judge said, well, don't send him back to the jungle. Let him set off on his own. Bodget, Wibble and Podge. You'd make the best judge in the world.
No, there's a fella-
Here's a banana.
There's a fella who, was in a coma for 20 years.
Hmm.
Just, they kept, like, taking him through, like, the normal day. They'd take him to Alton Towers and stuff. Doesn't know anything about it. Just kept going through the motions. Don't know if they kept charging him. Kept putting him through all that. He eventually came out of it. 20 years.
And went, stop taking me to Alton Towers, it's shit!
I just thought, imagine how much post
making,
he
eh?
How much post.
Oh,
did
God.
You read about that guy in the paper, Carl? He, sorry, on the internet. I think it was about 1984, 85, he had a terrible car accident.
But this must be it.
He went into a coma.
This must be what he's talking about.
Well, they didn't take him to Alton Towers.
Of course they didn't. But you've got to try and decipher the truth from the conjecture, from the thing that he, I mean, don't forget, Carl says, realises that he's had a dream. He talks to Suzanne, he goes, that was good, wasn't it, last night we were in the plane? She goes, no, that's a dream. He goes, oh yeah, where's my complex? You've got to, you know what I mean, I can now decipher what he's actually seen, what he's read.
Well, go on, what did you-
Well, I'm assuming it's the same guy.
It is the same guy.
It was a guy in, some small American town, yeah. And he'd had a car crash and he'd gone into a coma and his, wife had, left him, she'd gone on with her life, because he'd been in a coma since then. And he had just woken up recently.
Marriage wasn't working.
He just wasn't paying enough attention. she was pregnant at the time, and so now his daughter is basically the same age as he was when he went into the coma. And, he's just started coming around, he's just started making jokes. He says, they said, how do you feel? He said, horny, which I thought was quite witty for a man who'd been in a coma for many years. But anyway, yeah, so he's slowly trying to rebuild, what life he can.
That's
what do you make of that, though? Because the thing is that he's missed, imagine what he's missed, Carl. Imagine the music that he's missed.
Live
the TV
Aid. Missed Live Aid.
Live Aid.
He missed, Phil Collins Bills. Playing in two continents in one day.
Which, frankly, I'd be devastated if I discovered
missed,
that.
Missed Bross.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't, so he put on ripped jeans and they go passe.
They just have to send him a series of those, I Love 1986 exactly. programmes with Kate Thornton filling him in on what he's
exactly.
missed.
Peter Kay reminding him of Space Hoppers.
Yeah,
he remembers those.
Talking rubbish.
Yeah. So,
extraordinary though, isn't it, Carl, to think?
Mm.
No, obviously.
So, had he aged much? Because he hadn't had any problems or anything, no worries.
Well, he probably wouldn't have, physiologically, he probably wouldn't have the wear and tear of a 43-year-old man. Because he wouldn't have had sun, he wouldn't have had sort of nicotine, beer,
Unless they were just feeding that to him.
Anyway, still- Yeah, yeah,
so- You'd feel groggy though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you might feel a bit groggy, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's not fully back to normal. I mean, there's some kind of residual brain damage.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, he can form sentences. He's got no real memory, so he can't remember a lot of things.
It was just when I saw
Carl, have you been an accident?
So are we, giving the answers out for what's in there?
Oh, later, play a tune. I'm bored.
Best Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
thank
Snoop Doggy Dogg from 1993. And What's My Name?
Long time ago.
It was indeed.
10 years ago.
XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Songs of Phrase. We've had very, very few entries. I really think people aren't interested. They really have just given up. I mean, seriously, Carl,
that's the one thing you contributed to this show, Carl. And it's the weak link,
I think.
In the chain. The missing link. Oh, do you reckon there is one, Carl? Do you reckon they'll ever find the missing link? Wandering around Manchester.
Wait a minute, Carl. the stats then, let's have the answers if we can.
Right, it was,
well,
specials.
Let's play it once more.
Alright. Tell me why.
Specials.
Yep. Jermaine Jackson. Play the game of swing. Right, it was, Play the Game of Love. I think that was Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Right, you think, but you're not sure.
But Louis Armstrong was the, Don't Mean a Thing if it ain't got that swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, We're Having a Good Time, and that.
We're having a ball. Yeah.
Well, I mean, considering you yourself weren't entirely clear, I think it's only fair to give it to Paul Brown, who got some of the answers right.
Mm-hmm. PB, you are getting those prizes.
Well,
they are on their way to you now.
They're winning their way to you. Okay, the stats are in for the XFM listener hate list. Some interesting results.
Go on then.
Reverse order.
Okay, in fifth place.
Interesting. Davina McCall.
Yeah. I think that's a reflection of her being on telly all the time and running out of stuff and being a bit over the top and,
Fourth position.
Yeah.
Christopher Tarrant.
Okay, well, I wouldn't have thought he's the favourite.
There is
role
a
model
jaunt
of, go on.
Second place.
Go on.
Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Is alongside in second place. Patrick Kilty, which means Chris Moyles is the winner with an overwhelming vote. And I swear to God, I have not done anything to those stats.
Yeah.
That is exactly as they've come in off the email.
We do not give our opinions on this.
Do
that was the XFM
that.
Listeners, but, well done.
Thumbs up, you all win a
We're
prize.
We're gonna play you some nice records because of that, aren't we?
I reckon they sort of prefer some ads.
Either's fine.
Yeah. Feeder, Forget About Tomorrow, on XFM 104.9. When I was at university, my best mate was a bloke called Wally, and he was doing psychology, and I was doing philosophy, and we both got into this thing, theory called determinism, which is about the state of the mind, and it's a materialistic view that everything is part of the causal web, and everything has a reaction for something that happened before it, and by the way, Carl, do not confuse this with fatalism. Determinism is not predictive. It's just that if a brain state happens again, then anyway, the famous
Everyone
one is.
Knows.
Yeah, the famous one is if you know a butterfly hadn't shaken its wings, Queen Victoria wouldn't have sneezed. Everything's inextricably linked, right? We're thinking that, right? And we're thinking, what if you changed one word in like classic songs or one note in Beethoven's symphony?
Yeah.
How it just wouldn't work.
Well, I've always thought that. Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah. Not as good. That sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
Enigmatic, interesting. Not so good. More pedestrian if it was, come on, baby, light a fire.
Just one thing wrong.
Yeah.
That would be great. Just sit there. Paul McCartney comes to John Lennon and he goes, all right, John, written a song. He goes, well, she was just 17. Well, you know what I mean. The way she looked was way beyond compare. I wouldn't dance with another.
I'll stop you there.
What's the matter?
Something not quite right with that. I love the song. It's great.
Yeah?
Just once more. Well, listen,
don't be too harsh. I mean, because we write our own songs.
No, sure, we can still put both our names to it. John, I think you're a great talent.
Well, listen, you hippie, right?
Well, not yet, but sure.
I mean, there's a Japanese bird outside looking
in. Don't fancy, I'm not interested.
No, well, I'll never change my view. Right, now listen, right? I wouldn't dance with another.
Is it that bit you don't like? Could you try and just, is there a different pitch you could go
on? I wouldn't dance with another.
I'm just not sure the girls are going to go crazy for it when we do that.
Just think of.
Is there anything else you've got?
I love the idea of just changing one lyric. Radiohead. Well, that was their classic song.
Really?
Creep. You can't really change that, can you? Burke. What if they called it Creep? Yeah. I'm a Burke. I'm a twat.
I'm a knob.
But don't worry about determinism, Carl. Just because it says we don't have a free will as such. You know, it's more an illusion. It's not whether we choose our choices, whether we can choose, you know, to choose our choices.
He knows all this.
But don't, as I say, do not confuse it with fatalism. It is non-predictive and does not change anything. I mean, the moral upshots are frightening because if we have no free will, then are we culpable for our actions? But again, it changes something because you've got to take people out of society that are at harm.
Carl has often said that.
All right, Carl?
Am I still the president?
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
No, I'm just asking. I'm not.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do about determinism? Change it.
I'd have a day off.
If you were president of America, would you ban guns? It's in the Constitution, everyone's allowed to have them.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
I just love that! Imagine all your different aides and the Secretary of State and generals coming to you, and they come out and they go, what did he say? He goes, he said he's gonna think about it. Again, did he say that again, did he? Yeah. What was he doing? He was on Alanova looking at monkey news. Apparently, a chimp stole a car and drove to France.
Brilliant. No, monkey news. You're talking.
I'll tell you what, should we have a great song, then monkey news?
It'd be an absolute treat.
What about a little bit of David Bowie, Sorrow?
Yeah.
Didn't write this one, but I mean, he sings it bloody well. David Bowie, Sorrow, on XFM 104.9. Nearly there, but, you know, we're working our way to the grand finale. The bit where Carl spouts absolute nonsense from a dodgy source on the internet about a monkey who did something impossible.
Let's cue up the jingle.
Hang on. Alright.
Perfect.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news!
Right. Let's have a look. This one's from some woman, right?
Yeah.
And she was taking part in the London to Brighton bike ride. Right. Mm. Lovely day, weather's good and everything.
What year?
She's, just a couple of months ago. She's done all the training, right? Done all the training and stuff. Mm. Got a brand new bike for it, got a little puncher outfit and stuff, all set for the day, right? It's a nice day, she sets off, they all start pedalling and that on the way to Brighton, right? So she knows the route and that, got a little headphones on, cycling along. Suddenly.
Right, okay, I'm sorry now. If a cyclist overtakes her, and it's going really fast, and it's sort of hunched over, but it's got, like, lots of cycling gear on and a helmet and goggles, and they can't tell what it is, but they just know it's, like, a little hairy, fella, who hasn't bothered shaving his legs, which is weird, isn't it? Because cyclists usually shave their legs, and this bloke had really hairy legs. But, and it won. They gave it the medal. It won 3 years running. They gave it the key to the city. It had its own game show. And then, well, someone said, hold on, though, this fella's all hunched over, and he's only 3'5", and his arms are longer than his body. It's a chimp! If it goes anywhere near that, we're never doing it again.
More one can use next week.
She's cycling
so
along.
So anyway, she's cycling along, right? And, this tricycle.
I couldn't predict that!
There's always one element you can never anticipate.
Yeah! Yeah! A kiddie's tricycle with a little kid on it. Little hairy kid with a helmet. Okay, just go on then.
Well, a tricycle comes
whizzing past, yeah. Him. Strong legs, isn't they, chimps?
So she's thinking that, but didn't get a chance to see the
thing. Oh, yeah, couldn't quite see the cyclist! You bald mank git. Go what? On. Yeah, research scientist Carl Pilkington.
So anyway, she gets to the end line, right? Yeah. And they got talking, that said it was a nice day, nice race and all that. So did you see a little thing on a tricycle?
Thing? Well, a person, surely, just a human. Did you see that? No. Did you see that bloke on the tricycle?
So anyway, oh, turns
tricycle.
Out-
Yeah! Well, what did you say thing? Well, no, no suspicious. I mean, what did you say, did you see that fellow on a tricycle?
Anyway, so it turns out-
Go on.
It was a chimp.
You're joking!
Right?
Well, Christ almighty, there you go. Unbelievable, and it was a chimp all along.
So anyway, right, so the woman's like,
we're never doing this again.
Checking out the news. Right, there's nothing on it. She checks out XFM Monkey News.
Right, okay, I'll stop you there again. Right, if it turns out she doesn't lose, right, and the circus goes, we're looking for our chimp, it used to ride this tricycle, and it escaped with police chasing it.
No. So she listened to XFM, see if I'd picked up on the story.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't have it and stuff. So she got in touch with the organisers of the London to Brighton bike ride, said, look, saw a little hairy fella.
Why did she care?
Because she wanted to know, she thought it was a bit odd. Well, turns out it was a chimp. They weren't happy about it.
Of course not.
Because now the owner of the chimp wants to enter it into the Tour de France.
Ah! No! Oh, God! I'm gonna die! Oh, God!
In 2005.
Now, a couple of questions. I trust you'll be able to answer these.
One. Oh, God! Steve, help me out.
How did it get hold of the tricycle?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, no, that's fine, that's not an important
know.
Point.
Like, that's important! How what's the matter with you, Steve? He doesn't know that!
How did it know to... well, firstly, how did it know which way to cycle, but more importantly, how did it know there was a major bike ride on
following, just following the crowd, no, Steve, no, what's the matter with you?
The owner of it had trained it and stuff.
Oh, no, it hadn't!
It had already done the run, beforehand, before the big day.
No, it hadn't.
Like I say, it wants to do the Tour de France in 2005.
No, it doesn't.
But there's something about animal rights. If they don't let it enter, they can kick up a bit of a fuss.
No! The animal rights is that it's cruel to make a chimp ride a bicycle!
Not
that it's prejudice that it'll go, is it because I is hairy? You idiot!
Right. So...
Wow, that is the worst- that is the worst one yet. Absolute twaddle. Absolute rubbish, Carl.
Have you got a tricycle?
Unbelievable.